I need three or four young helpers with me. We're going to talk about when Peter was chosen and his name was Simon. So we've got two here. We need some more. Ben, would you like to come up? There's something later on. No? Okay. There's prizes. No? Okay. It's going to be a girls' slot then. Come on. Come on, we've got Grace. Thank you for putting a name badge on, Grace. That's really, really helpful. And you, Ruth. And we've got Olivia and Georgia. Okay, so Peter was one of Jesus' disciples, and so Jesus chose Peter. Now, why do you think Jesus chose Peter? Because he could have chosen somebody who was, what's this? Come round here. Anybody know what this is?
A stethoscope.
You sounded better, whatever you called it. Yeah, do you want to be a doctor then?
No.
No, thank you. Very good. Anybody want to be a doctor? Oh, somebody needs to be a doctor. Come on, Olivia, you be a doctor. Okay, so Jesus could have chosen a doctor. I think this is going to be a bit big for you. Look at that. Let's put that on, shall we? Jesus could be a doctor, yeah? Jesus, who wants to be rich? You want to be rich? Oh, you want to be rich? Grace, you'll do it. It's a tough job, but somebody will do it. Grace is going to be rich. So I suggest somebody volunteers for this, because the next one isn't. Who wants to be somebody who's tough and would have been able to protect Jesus, a soldier or something? Would you like to be a soldier? Would you like to be a soldier? Oh, well. I'll have to be a soldier then. I'll have to be a soldier. Shall I get my children up and really embarrass them? I've actually worn this before, because I've been David. Okay. So Jesus could have chosen a soldier or a rich man or a doctor, but instead he chose somebody who smelt of... I pinched this from my mum's kitchen this morning. She doesn't even know I've got it. What's that? Do you want to smell it? Oh, do you know what it is?
A fish.
A fish. Do you want to hold it? You do. Oh, brilliant. You are a star. Right. So, who thinks that Jesus should have chosen a rich man? I do. Jesus could have had all the food he liked. He could have just bought it. Or he could have chosen a doctor, couldn't he? And what would a doctor have been able to do? Jesus wouldn't have had to do all those miracles, would he? Just get a doctor to do it. Or he could have chosen somebody to protect him, and maybe Jesus would have never been arrested because we'd have had a big, tough guy like me. But instead, he went to the seashore and he saw Peter fishing. And Peter probably couldn't read. He wasn't very intelligent. And all he could do was fish. And Jesus said, "You're the man for me." So any ideas why Jesus said to Peter that you're the man for me? Any ideas? No. It's because Jesus wasn't bothered what people look like. He wasn't looking for clever people. He wasn't looking for rich people or soldiers. He was looking for people who had the right heart. Now stop laughing and pay attention. He was looking for people who had the right heart. And Jesus is just like God, because God looked for somebody who had the right heart too. You stop laughing as well. Because King David was a small guy, and he was just a shepherd, and Jesus chose him to be the king, not his big brave brothers. So God looks at what we're like inside, not outside. So that's really good news for us, isn't it? Because if you're not very good looking like me, it doesn't really matter what we look like, because God wants to know what's in our hearts. And that's why he chose Peter. Jesus chose Peter because he didn't care what Peter looked like. He probably smelled quite badly of fish. He knew what Peter was like on the inside. And at first, Peter didn't let him down. Peter was the one that really got it. When Jesus called Peter to leave his boats, what do you think Peter did? Yeah, he didn't say, "I've got to go and check with my mum." or I've got to go to school this afternoon. He didn't say anything like that, or I've just got to go to get my money. He just dropped everything and left Jesus and left and followed Jesus. That was brilliant, wasn't it? And soon he recognized that Jesus was special. He called him the Messiah. And he kept getting the questions, and he became the leader of the disciples. He got lots of the questions right, and he did lots of things, and he became the leader. So Peter was the man. You have to bear with me on this. This is supposed to be a rock. So, it's very, very heavy. You're going to take this very heavy thing? Oh! Well done. So, do you know what God called Peter? In fact, Peter used to be called Simon, and Jesus renamed him. You ready to catch a rock? Do you want to come yet? No. Can you catch this? Want to catch? No. So Peter, Jesus called Peter the rock, because he was somebody that Jesus could rely on. So do we think Peter was a rock? No, he wasn't really. He wasn't a rock, actually, was he? Actually, Peter, a lot of the time, was... What's this? Yeah. I don't know what's going to happen if I turn this upside down. What do you think we should do? Should we see? Do you think I made this myself? I've got a mummy too, you know. Yeah, right. Do you want to turn it? You're brave, Grace. Come on. One, two, three. Oh! Well, I think we should give Mrs. Markham a clap there, shouldn't we? Look at that. Do you want to come and hold it? My daughter has a phobia about jelly. So, why do you think? So, Jesus called Peter the rock, but I'm saying Peter was a little bit like jelly. Does anybody know why Peter... Why do I think Peter was a little bit like jelly? What does jelly do?
Because it wobbles.
It wobbles. Jelly wobbles, doesn't it? Yeah, jelly wobbles. How did Peter wobble? Doesn't mean he was rather big.
He killed a people.
He what?
A people.
He was a person, yes. Peter kept getting things wrong. So one minute he was Jesus's best friend and really got who Jesus was, and the next minute he was getting it wrong. He kept saying the wrong things. Do you say the wrong things sometimes? Yeah. One time he was in a boat and Jesus was kept coming across the water. And what was Jesus doing? How did Jesus get across the water? Yeah?
By sailing a boat.
No, he didn't. So, I just think...
Not a whale,
that was Jonah. No, he walked on water. And that's amazing, that was a miracle. And he called Peter out, and Peter jumped out of the boat because he thought he could walk on water too. And he was getting there, and he was full of enthusiasm, and then he started having his doubts, and he wobbled. He wobbled. And do you know what happened to Peter?
He sinked.
He sinked. He absolutely did sink. Yeah, he sinked. He sinked. And Jesus said to him, Peter, you have such little faith. So Peter was a rock sometimes and a wibbly wobbly jelly some other times. And then something terrible happened one day. I'm going to hear about that in our readings today. So I suspect there's not a person in this room that doesn't know the story of Peter really, really well. And I think in that respect, it's very dangerous for us to... We take these stories for granted. We've grown up with them. This church taught me these stories 40 odd years ago, so I've grown up with them, and we know the messages. I'm not going to say anything today that you haven't heard before, but isn't it wonderful that the message of God, it doesn't matter how many times we hear it, it still gets through to us in a different way, And so that's my prayer that something you hear today that you've heard before will actually just prick your heart today. I'm not going to talk for a tremendous amount of time at all. So despite Peter's mistakes, he's remembered for much more than that, isn't he? He remained imperfect, just like us. But the events of Pentecost, the coming of the Holy Spirit, transformed him from that wibbly-wobbly jelly into that rock. Strong, wise, courageous leader of the early church. I'm not here to give a Catholic doctrine of the importance of Peter, but at the end of the day, he became a miraculous, strong, wise leader of that early church, didn't he? And when I drifted away from the faith, one of the things I had to really, when I was reconsidering getting back to the faith, was to think about that story of Peter and the revival of the church after the death of Christ, and to think, how could that have happened without something miraculous? It was implausible, unlikely. Their leader, Jesus, had died. He'd gone. Yet, these people who knew whether he was false or true picked themselves up and went out there and faced danger and death and proclaimed the good news of Jesus. And it was that and the story of Paul were really important evidence for me that this is a true story. So the key change for Peter, I think, is when he recognized his weaknesses, he received forgiveness, and he started doing things, not in his own strength, but in the strength of Christ. And he did lots of things. He did that fantastic sermon at the Pentecost explaining what went on. But then he started to do miracles, and one of my favorite miracles is where he heals the lame beggar. And Peter and John went to pray. They met an old man on the way. He asked them for alms and held out his palms. And this is what Jesus did say: "Silver and gold have I not, but what do I have, I give you. In the name of Jesus Christ, walk." So not in Peter's strength, but in Christ's strength, walk.